want to bring in Jason Barker right now. Jason Barker, Knights of the Storm. Happy New Year, Jason. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Happy New Year. I need to send you a monocle to go with that top hat.
I know. Be the Monopoly man, right?
Yeah, hi. There you go.
Hi, Mammy. How are you? Absolutely. Hey, Happy New Year, man. And thank you very much for joining me on the David Knight Show. It's good to have you here, my friend.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to this year. You know, we're starting with a dumpster fully engulfed in flame. Yeah. So, you know, I don't know how they keep it going with the cost of fuel, but let's keep that dumpster burning.
I know. I think John Kerry is going to be there to rescue us all from that terrible additive to climate change, right? Wink, wink.
Right.
Unbelievable. Yeah, Jason, I specifically am very curious as we start this year. Last night, Angry Tiger was broadcasting live, and you brought up something that you brought up also on Knights of the Storm on Saturday. And people can check out Knights of the Storm. Why don't you let them know where they can find you, first of all, to the folks who might not be familiar with you, and when they can find you.
Well, if you just go to theknightsofthestorm.com and you go to our little schedule page or whatever, it's going to tell you when you can find us, what time, what platforms, and then also yourself, Gardner, and other people, other great people. So that's the easiest way to find out where to watch us.
It's a great site, and the artwork's great. You've got talent. You've got so many different skills. It's awesome. I want to mention right off the bat that you mentioned something last night on Angry Tiger Show. Chris Graves was in there to speculate as well. And it is purely speculation right now, but it's based on a certain amount of information that you have, things that have happened to you on YouTube. And again, you know, we know that YouTube has been censorious of channels, but now we're talking about live chat. Tell us right. What happened. And I think, you know, we'll go to the top of the hour and then Eric Peters will join us. I mean, he'll probably have some opinions, but I'd love to get your explanation of this and any theories you might have. Tell folks what happened to you recently.
Sure. So I was watching Tiger's show. Was that, I think, Thursday or Wednesday? He does the Tiger's Den. And I left a comment in there. He was talking about bombastic reporting. You know how that makes us look stupid.
You know,
we're trying to get the truth out there, but we get lumped in with these folks that report on hollow earth, flat earth. You know, hey, that may be true. I don't know, but we can't prove it. You know, so right. That's kind of. So anyway, I had made a comment, something to along the lines of, you know, Pfizer's killing kids, and you report on that, and then you get censored, like nobody follows your channel, but then you report on this bombastic stuff, and you get tens of thousands of views. You know, and they censored it in real time. In other words, what happened was I hit the go button, you know, make the comment, and it was grayed out and only I could see it. So then I was out in the garage with my phone at the time. So then I come back in and I'm sitting here watching on my computer, and two comments were made under my account that I didn't make, talking about guns. And in the context of what we were talking about, it's almost like it was a call to violence, but I didn't make those comments. The right. Scary thing is that conversation where I think I was talking to Harps or somebody, you know who Harps is from the chat.
Sure.
Right. This was comments made on Rockfin months ago when we were discussing what a good, reliable handgun was that wasn't too expensive. And they clipped those. I don't know. I assume it's AI is right. Kind of monitoring what we're doing and kind of putting that stuff in their back pocket, and it'll be weaponized against us in the future.
So, now, I know Chris Graves speculated that it could potentially be someone who was just trying to mess with you, but that would require you had two different devices on two different ISPs, right? So that would require some pretty intense focus on you. And then it would require some sort of search that this person could have done to get old comments from you to put those comments in there.
Well, I think that whether it's a person or whether it's AI, it's right. The same thing. And I think AI could do it a lot more efficiently. And as we're rolling out 5G and Starlink and boosting our AI, boosting it up, I think we're going to see more things like this where people are kind of set up.
Yeah.
To be targeted.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you, Jason, I should ask for my own distinction here. Maybe the audience is thinking the same thing. When we're talking AI, I was assuming AI involved with YouTube and Google and Alphabet. Just to mess with people. Do you mean maybe AI that someone else is using, another individual not associated with the corporation?
I don't know. It could be either or. But I know YouTube is part of the whole Google conglomerate.
Yeah.
I just find it strange that the comments that they chose to take that I made in the past in a completely different context was from Rockfin.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a completely different platform. So I think everything's going to get married and integrated. It could be a government agency. It could be a person using AI. I don't know, but I don't think anywhere is going to be safe.
Well, Max B on Rockfin says, I saw Jason and Angus talking about this Saturday. Pretty creepy. And yeah, absolutely. Birdhouse Blue says, I think Geesebusters experienced the same thing last week. That is strange. Well, you know, if word starts getting out, then people are going to start to investigate it. And word is going to start getting out if this, yep, if this continues. So I wonder why it unless people, you know, if the corporation is doing this, they're probing. They're seeing what sort of reaction they're getting. And if individuals are doing this, they're going to get caught. So I don't understand. Well, I hope Do you have any thoughts on why they might be doing this?
Well, I think it's to set people up. I mean, I was expecting to get a knock on the door, you know, the next day saying, hey, why are you doing a call to violence on online, you know? Because they can weaponize your free speech against you for things you actually say. But what if they can put words in your mouth? Can they do right. that? And that's what I'm thinking. And maybe they're kind of testing it out to see. And I don't know why they picked me. Maybe it's because I made the Pfizer comment.
Yeah.
And that's what got me kicked off YouTube for our channel.
Right. So. Right. Wow. This is strange. Well, I'm glad you got the information out, Jason. And let me just ask you, Jason, you know, as David knows, a lot of people were introduced to you because of your great work in the military, to try to work to get people, informed about how they could get exemptions right. to the jab. Tell people about what you're seeing now with the jabs and the military and what the status is for people who are in there now or the military asking people to come back. Is it still mandatory for people in the military to have to get the mRNA jab? Can they get these exemptions? Is it still pretty much the way it was when you left, or is it that they're not going to be mandating them and they're asking these people to come back?
So as far as I know, it's not mandated anymore. It's been repealed. There was an executive order that they pretty much pulled the plug on, but you know, they still suggest it. You know, they want people to do the right thing, so they say the right thing. But the problem is that particular vaccine. What happens when it's another vaccine?
Right.
You know,
right.
And I think the people, they're not getting the numbers they need right now because people are a little bit bitter about it. You might get a couple people that go back in because, you know, they got to feed their families. We got this massive inflation going on right now, and people may have gotten out and maybe they couldn't get a good job. So some of them may go back, but I think it's going to be like a last resort thing for them. Cause you know, we got treated really bad, like really bad. I'm not just talking about people that got kicked out. It's like while you were in, we got treated bad,
right?
You know, like a second class citizen. But there's nothing to stop them from just rolling out a different vaccine and making that mandatory, which is, again, I've taken a lot of vaccines in the military and I didn't have a problem with it. I kind of would now that I know more about vaccines, but it was the fact it was an mRNA and I knew it was not good. So that's why, you know, I really dug into that one. And then I found out about, you know, the, using the hamburger, they call them the BLT mice with spliced baby parts in it. And I was like, no, I can't do this. I can't be part of this.
Well, I'm sure it'll be fine in the future. They'll just aerosolize it and everything will be totally fine for you. You know, they'll put it in dust in the air. And, you know, Jason, the thing that gets me is I was the same as you. You know, as you know, I had to take hydroxychloroquine in the 90s because I had an elevated immune system. Mm-hmm. So I understand what autoimmune diseases are like. You know, I've met tons of people with lupus. I've met women who have had reactions to silicone breast implants, the Dow Corning silicone, which they knew in the 60s was an adjuvant that would spur up the immune system and cause lupus-like symptoms. They knew it. They knew this stuff. And what I found just absolutely disturbing was I knew that the mRNA could inspire transfection and get into the cells and start making the body its own machine against itself. So there was no way I was going to take one of those things.
That's exactly what I thought would happen as well. When you talk about, and like David always says, and like I always say, how do you turn it off? And if you're constantly making an enemy to fight, it's almost like the United States government, you know, we're going to create our own enemies to fight. That's what your body is doing.
Yeah. And, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, Jason, look, I will let you go, but I want to wish you a merry, merry, happy, happy new year. And let me just ask you, what do you like to do on New Year's Day? As maybe Bono would sing, is all quiet on New Year's Day, or what do you do?
It's going to be quiet around here. I'm going to be watching these guys. They're building a new shed for me outside. So I'll be watching them do the work and, you know, kind of geeking out on the heavy equipment. I kind of like that stuff. Yeah.
Oh, that's great stuff, man. And congratulations on doing what you did. And thank you for doing what you did in the military. I can't, you know, I can't speak for others in the military, but I can speak as a person who saw a man of principle acting on principle. And I know my dad served in the Navy. If he were around today, I think he would have asked me to thank you as well. And he would have stood up in your presence and approached you, even though he had a bum hit towards the end of his life. He would have stood up and greeted you at the door and said, thank you, sir.
Well, I do want to say one thing. My friend Zach, he made it. He didn't get the shot. And, you know, that support, he was my first battle buddy, or my first deployment battle buddy, that he spent time with me downrange. And we talked to each other. And without that support network, there were people in there who did support me. I don't know if I could have made it. And I'm glad to hear that he's going to make it. He put in his retirement paperwork, and he's got like maybe a month left, and he will get his retirement. And he didn't get the shot. So there were people that did it. I'm not the only one. There were people out there. So hats off to them and salute to them.
Well, hats off to you, Jason. I've got the hat over there. And it was funny, Jason, you know, I put the hat on earlier today just to see if I looked completely ridiculous with the bald head. And you know, it is, you know, the lighting, I keep it, and it's a little bit low here. It's not super, super bright. That the screen provides certain lighting based on whatever screen you're looking at. If you're watching a very bright screen, then of course you'll be more lit up like this, that sort of thing. So I had it on. I was like, yeah, I look like I'm from a Dickens story, but I wanted to do something special and something fun. And I appreciate everything that you've done, sir. And my hat is off to you. It's great to know you're here. And by the way, after I take the hat off, I get a little red mark there. So maybe it's just my brain burning up. I really appreciate everything you've done, Jason. Happy 2024, brother.
All right. Take care, guard.
I'm delighted to present something born from my love for music and the Christmas season. Christmas night is a perfect accompaniment for anything from family gatherings to moments of peaceful reflection. My hope was to provide a fresh take to the soundtrack of Christmas. This collection of 20 instrumental songs brings new life to timeless Christmas classics. With original orchestrations alongside lesser known yet equally enchanting carols. For the listeners of the David Knight Show, this is more than music. It's part of our shared journey. Christmas Night is available at thedavidknightshow.com. May it bring a little extra joy and peace to your Christmas season. Thank you for your unwavering support and for joining me in this new musical adventure. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good Christmas night.